Well, you know, today we are going to hear from the top candidates vying for a seat in Congress. The 2nd Congressional District covers a neighbor island in parts of Oahu outside of Honolulu. We start with Democratic Party nominee Kai Kahele. He overwhelmingly won the party's primary by garnering 66% of the vote, and who announced very early on that he had his sights set on the seat in our nation's capital. Today, his candidacy got a big boost. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden endorsed Kahele for the open seat. The Big Island lawmaker and pilot has raised $1 million. That's several times more for this race than all the other candidates combined. His closest competitor is Republican Joe Acana. He's raised $44,000. Now, Kahele's political rise has been swift. In 2016, Governor David Ige appointed him to the state Senate seat of his late father, Gil Kahele. In the election later that year, Kai won the seat outright, and he was reelected in 2018. In January of 2019, Kai Kahele announced he would challenge Tulsi Gabbard for the 2nd Congressional District seat. She was elected to that office in 2012. Gabbard eventually decided not to run for reelection and instead focused on a presidential run. Kahele spoke with the Conversations producer, Jason Ubai, about his top priorities if he's elected.
You know, the most important thing right now is getting through the coronavirus pandemic. And I think there's a lot within that that we can find compromise and things and issues that we agree on, making sure that people are not evicted from their homes, making sure people have that have lost their jobs have health care, making sure that small businesses that have had to close down have extended, you know, payroll payment protection plans in place so they can continue to keep their employees employed, which as a result would keep those employees on their healthcare insurance plans and those critical benefits. You know, those are the most immediate things that come to my mind. Of course, you know, providing additional resources and funds to the various different states and counties and municipalities so that they can implement, you know, various degrees of measures to address the pandemic, whether it's, you know, stockpiling test kits, PPE, making sure various states implement, you know, a robust contact tracing program and the resources that it takes to do that. I think those are issues we can all agree on that this country needs in order to get through this pandemic and start to put some type of normalcy back together in America right now.
How does your experience make you qualified for this job?
Well, you need experience. You know, this is not something that you just wake up one morning and just decide to run for Congress. You know, you need to have experience. You need to be, in my opinion, you know, I'm in the military. I like to use the word battle tested. You need to be ready to go to Washington, D.C. to fight for Hawaii. You know, we're 5,000 miles away from Washington, D.C. We have a very small 4-member delegation. You know, we are geographically one of the most isolated states in the entire country. We need a delegation that can work together. We need all hands on deck. And with that comes experience that I have gained as a state senator for the last 4 years in Hawaii State Legislature. You know, I have chaired the Higher Education Committee and oversaw the entire University of Hawaii system, 7 community colleges, 3 4-year campuses. I have chaired the Water Land Committee, one of the most challenging, complex, and difficult committees in the Hawaii State Senate because it deals with very polarizing issues, like water rights, the public land trust. These are very, very challenging issues. And every year, you know, as a chair for the last 2 years, I've had to deal with those. And you try to find a balance between the two. I've served 3 out of the last 4 years in the state Senate leadership. I was a Senate Majority Whip in my 2nd year. And I became the Senate Majority Floor Leader in my 3rd year. I've been a Majority Floor Leader now for 2 years. That really important level of experience, not just representing Hilo, but representing the entire state and representing key committees in the Senate, I truly believe has given me the experience to represent Hawaii in the United States Congress. You know, I have a unique background. You know, I have a wide breadth of experience. You know, I'm a commercial airline pilot for Hawaiian Airlines. 20-year lieutenant colonel in the National Guard. I've led C-17 combat missions as the mission commander, responsible for a $300 million aircraft and a crew of, you know, 12 to 15 members, into some of the most hostile environments on the planet. And it brought those missions back successfully, returned those crew members back to their families safely. That's the type of experience that you need. You know, I've been flying as a commercial airline pilot for the last 10 years. I'm responsible for 300 people that trust me with their lives in that aircraft. That's the type of leader you need in Washington, D.C., somebody who has experience, somebody who has vision, somebody who is willing to work hard, somebody who has already been put in difficult, critical decisions, who have had to make, you know, life or death decisions immediately on the spot. And that's what I bring to the United States Congress, and that's what Hawaii needs right now. And frankly, that's what our country needs right now. It needs servant leadership.
What policy or legislation will you pursue in Congress to help the residents of Hawaii?
You know, 8 months ago, my answer would have been differently. But there's no question right now it's coronavirus. And we got to get through that. You know, one of the most important things I think the new Congress is going to have to do is address how to put this country back together. You know, as a vaccine is developed, as states, you know, start to hopefully emerge from the pandemic, as we get a handle on this and hopefully case counts start to get lower, and we need to start to put our economy back. The most important thing right now, like I said, is coronavirus relief. For Hawaii, there are a lot of things that need to happen for Hawaii, but four of the things that are priorities of mine. The first thing would be payment protection program relief funds, grant funds for small businesses so that small businesses can stay open. We've all seen Lika Lika Drive-In shut its doors. We've all seen mom-and-pop iconic businesses that are part of the very fabric of Hawaii closed down because of the coronavirus. We need to stop that immediately, and we need to provide those small businesses the immediate financial support that they need. The second thing, we need to think about the basic health, welfare of every individual in Hawaii, and some of the basic needs that people have, amongst other things, is housing. So we need to make sure that people who can't pay their rent because they've lost their job have rental assistance so that they can continue to make their mortgage payment or that they can continue make their rent payment. Number three, I really believe we need to do another round of stimulus checks into, you know, those individuals that qualify for them. And that ranges at about $1,200 for a stimulus check. And I don't know if it can be just one time. You know, it might need to be multiple stimulus checks to get people through the next, 6 months to a year. And number four is, in the first CARES package, the state of Hawaii got a significant amount of money, almost $1 billion. Of that, several hundred million was allocated to the city and county of Honolulu. Like other states in the country where major metropolitan centers got CARES fund and relief. But what was left out of that were smaller counties, and they had to depend on the respective governors to allocate resources to those various different counties. And as an example, I live on Hawaii Island, and Governor Ige allocated about $80 million to the county of Hawaii. Well, I would like to allocate about $500 million directly to the counties of Kauai, Maui, and Hawaii County, in addition to Honolulu County. But I want to make sure that neighbor island counties do not get left behind.
That was Kai Kahele, the Democratic nominee for U.S. Congress District 2. He was talking with our producer, Jason Ubai.